I need 2 volunteers to walk through a minefield with me. Who's up for it? Asking this question of the soldiers in the reconnaissance section I was with in the former Yugoslavia probably sounds crazy, so let me rewind a little and explain why it was necessary. In February of 1995, I took responsibility for 166 soldiers, Danes and Lithuanians, sent on a peacekeeping operation to Croatia, specifically Krajina, near the border with Bosnia and Herzegovina. As the term suggests, our task was to keep the peace. But peace was fragile. It only lasted 3 weeks. Shortly after our arrival, both the Croatian and Serbian troops returned to their old battle positions, in many places only a few hundred meters from each other. Every day there were confrontations and shots exchanged, and both parties began to place mines in the no man's land between them. It all came to a head on 4 August at around 5 in the morning, when the Croatian forces attacked the Serbs in Krajina. 200,000 Serbs were forced to flee the area. In September, the Croatians conducted another military offensive. 3 Danish soldiers were killed in battle, and several others were wounded. The problem was that our mandate wasn't appropriate for the situation in which we now found ourselves. There was no longer any question of peacekeeping. We were in a war zone, which meant that for months we had to live with the risk of being caught in the crossfire between the Serbs and the Croatians. Neither side really wanted us to abandon our positions, so my soldiers ended up as hostages in a situation that, perhaps, nobody could have foreseen. Many of our outposts were literally in no man's land, directly in the firing line between the Croatians and the Serbs, who had laid mines around several of them. One outpost was particularly exposed. It was isolated, and the dirt road that led to it was no longer usable because the whole area was mined. The soldiers situated there were running low on food and water. It was uncomfortably hot, and they were in danger of dehydrating. When access to food and water is inadequate, your chances of falling ill increase. Over the radio, we knew from the sergeant in charge at the outpost that they were under pressure. The situation wasn't critical, but it would quickly become so if we didn't do something. We inquired about the possibility of bringing in helicopter assistance, but sending them into the area was judged to be too much of a risk. So I gathered the reconnaissance section together. This unit contained some of our most skilled soldiers, and they knew the area like the back of their hand. "We've got to get to our comrades. They're in need of water, food, and medicine. That means we're going through a minefield. I don't know how big it is or what kind of mines are in it. I'm going myself, but I need 2 volunteers to come with me." Every single hand was raised. All of them, without exception. So in consultation with the section commander, I chose the 2 soldiers we judged to be best suited to the task. How is it possible that, as someone in command of 166 soldiers, I took the, objectively speaking, foolish decision to sling a rucksack with fresh rations on my back and walk into a minefield, risking being blown up and leaving a unit without a commander, when I could have ordered somebody else to do it, without a raised eyebrow? It's a good question, and I've given it a good deal of thought. The best answer I can give is, I couldn't help it. It wasn't a decision I took after a lengthy process of analysis. I barely gave it a second thought. It was just obvious that that was how it had to be. I felt an obligation to the soldiers and their relatives. I couldn't let them down. I also felt that, quite simply, my presence might convey the seriousness of the situation to the Croatian and Serbian commandants. I hoped they would understand that our access to the outposts had to be made easier and more secure. Sadly, that turned out to be wishful thinking. On our way to the isolated soldiers, we stopped at a Serbian control post, after which we had to walk 3 or 4 kilometers before reaching the headquarters of the Croatian commandant. I had a personal connection with him, so I knew I could turn up the pressure.